OHS in concrete and reinforced concrete works. Conditions and methods for execution of concrete and reinforced concrete works are governed by the regulation by Minister of Infrastructure of the 6th of February 2003 on occupational health and safety during works, Journal of Laws from 2003, number 47, item 401, section 13 and 14. Concrete and reinforced concrete works are carried out for a variety of structures. They are present in traditional structures, walls, posts, beams and binding joists, floors, and in specialized structures, silos, broadcasting towers, chimneys, bridge pillars and spans. Concrete and reinforced concrete works are often carried out under extreme circumstances, deep excavations, heights, severe weather conditions, which poses a great risk to workers. Most common risks are electric shock when using electric tools and equipment, burning with heated and steaming materials, for example when placing concrete in winter at low temperatures, incorrect execution of formworks and the supports, shores, angle struts, use of malfunctioning tools and equipment, for example concrete feeders, lines, hoists, absence of or incorrect use of personal protective equipment. Concrete and reinforced concrete works are to a great extent related to carpentry and reinforcement works, which further increases the complexity of such works. It is very important that the contractor prepares earlier the safety methodology of works, accounting for workplace specificity. What's most important, however, the contractor should familiarize his workers with such methodology to the extent of works carried out by them. Major safety principles to be observed when carrying out such works are using correctly executed working and protective formworks, providing workers with toolboxes preventing falling of tools and not inhibiting workers' movements, particularly important for carpenters. Providing safety measures, preventing the collapse of bracing and supports during erection and dismantling of boarding, as defined in section 13 of paragraph 195 of the aforementioned regulation. This applies to traditional boarding, made of wooden boards, baulks and square sawn timbers, as well as system formworks. Shores may be dismantled solely by qualified teams. Deadline for execution is each time defined by site manager, consideration given to sufficient concrete strength as required. Using functional equipment for handling of boarding and reinforcement components and of concrete, hoists, cranes, concrete pumps, containers, as well as adequate protection measures, lines, anchors, barriers, which guarantee the stability of material component being handled. Construction of necessary station roofs or canopies and isolated stations preventing unauthorized access for prefabrication of reinforcement and other components and for production of concrete. Detailed conditions for execution of carpentry, reinforcement, reinforced concrete and concrete works are defined in the regulation by Minister of Infrastructure quoted in the heading of this article.